non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
Whoa, what am I hearing?
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Before we went on break, I was talking about diet, overweight, the problems that some kids have, the problems that some kids don't. But before I get back into the story, I'm going to talk about a Just My Thoughts segment, get into the Just My Thoughts segment on the show. Now, as always, the Just My Thoughts segment of the show doesn't necessarily do with the topic of the show. The Just My Thoughts segment of the show is just that. It is my thought. It is something that I have on my mind. It is something that I think about. And what I want to talk about for the Just My Thoughts segment of the show is music. And what a lot of people don't understand is music plays a big role in someone's identity. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. If you have an individual, like, I'll take me for example. I like, rock and roll. Rock and roll is not my, my ethnical music, matchup, if I can say that. And nowadays, when you think of a black man, you either think of hip hop music. But as I stated to you before, hip hop music is destroying a lot of inner city youth where I'm from. But over this week that we broadcast, I was thinking about a song that. Was it kept coming to me in and out, and that, the name of that song is Honesty. And Honesty is a song I actually hadn't heard the song in about 25 years. I actually thought John Lennon wrote the song, but it was actually a song by Billy Joel. As I stated, it was the song came out in 1978, and some of the lyrics in the song, it says, honesty is such a lonely word. Everybody is so untrue. And that is probably a beautiful example of the word. And if you know the song, or if you don't know the song and you can listen, you know, go back and listen to the song. Honesty is such a lonely word, and because everybody is so untrue. And basically what they're saying, and basically what Billy Joel is saying in the song is not just the word, but honest people, because we live in a society, unfortunately, as I was talking about with the school don't want to, give out foods and everything because they don't want to get sued. We live in a society nowadays where honesty is lost. We live in a time nowadays where if you do the right thing, it's not warranted. Public Enemy's music, even though it was conscious and uplifting, they didn't sell 10 million copies like the Notorious B.I.G. sold 10 million copies, and you know, this guy, Notorious B.I.G. music was garbage. But I truly believe that the music is the way to identify a person. I believe that depending on what you listen to, it comforts the soul. And I was listening to Honesty by Billy Joel. I was listening to it for some days now, over and over and over again on YouTube. It's from his album 54th Street that was released in 1978. And I was going to get I'm going to see to it that I get that CD. I'm still into CDs. I don't download songs. I'm really not into that. I like to know who wrote the song. And like I said, the year was made. And when you download things, you just get the song and that's about it. You don't get anything else. But that was just my thought. Honesty, such a lonely word. Just like honesty people, good people will always get the short end of the stick in life. Good people would always get crapped on and things like that. Honesty, such a lonely word. Everybody is so untrue. Just my thought. Now I'm going to finish talking about the diets. And I think that this is something that a lot of people didn't factor in when we talk about the obesity of our children. And once again, I'm going to say it again, government and how they're raising our children. I did a lot of homework and I tried to find the exact year when the government allowed, when the FDA allowed farmers to start putting hormones into a lot of beef and cattle. As I stated earlier, or if I didn't state, back in the day, meat was a delicacy. A lot of homes didn't have meat on their plate every night. If you was to take a dollar menu of a Burger King have a double cheeseburger for a dollar, that would have been unheard of back in 1950 because meat at that time cost so much. It was not something that people had every night. Nowadays, the basic conversation around a dinner table at dinner time is, what type of meat are we having? Or you'll hear somebody say, well, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I want mashed potatoes. What meat do you want? Every night now, it is a normal delicacy to have meat every night. But that wasn't the case many years ago. And the reason why that wasn't the case is because meat was not easy to get like it is today. And the reason why it is easy to get today is because I couldn't find the exact year, but I'm going to say this, something that I do know. The first time the FDA allowed farmers to inject cows with hormones, it was only the meat that was going to be put on our dinner table. It was not allowed to be put into beef that was going to be sold at, let's say, TGI Fridays or a steakhouse. Steakhouse have to buy the beef that is hormone free. They did it for public consumption, meaning us. What I did find was in May of 2003. I'm sorry. In 1993, the Food and Drug Administration approved melagastral acetate to be put into cattle. And what that is, it's a growth hormone. And what this acetate does is it makes the cows get bigger. It makes the cows grow faster, and if the cow grow faster, then the cow gets slaughtered quicker. So when you start putting growth hormones into the beef and then you start consuming the beef, then what you're going to get is growth. One thing that people don't understand about steroids is this. Steroids affect people in a different way. You can take steroids and not understand that, and with this person, it may mess up with their ligaments. And this person, it may mess up their liver. And this person, it may just, cause them to gain weight. But it affects everybody different. Depending on who you are and what type of person you are, if you eat a lot of foods that has steroids in it, then you will consume the steroids that is in that food. This is what a lot of people don't factor in when it comes to the obesity that we find in our kids. I don't think that society will ever point the finger on a grand scale when it comes to overweight kids. I don't think society will ever just stop and point the finger at these foods that these hormones and stuff that they put into the foods. I remember one time I was eating some carrots and I was juicing. I was doing a lot of juicing at that time. So I brought some carrots and I got up first thing in the morning and I just needed something to snack on. So I remember I went and grabbed the carrot and shaved the carrot down and I bit the carrot and I'm eating the carrot and all of a sudden it actually caused me to vomit. I couldn't understand what was going on. My dad was living at that time, so I got on the phone, and the health guru that he was, the healthologist, the Einstein of health that he was, I told my dad, I said, "Dad, you know," I called him up. I said, "Listen, this was 2007. I ate these carrots, and I ate them, and I threw up." First thing my dad said was, where are the carrots from?" And I kind of thought that was an odd question. I said, I got them at the supermarket. He said, "No, where are they from?" My dad at that time then educated me on the pesticides and everything that were outlawed in America, but were not outlawed from overseas. And what we do as consumers is we actually buy a lot of different foods from other countries, where the growth requirements are different than what we have here in America. So my dad said, "Go look and see where they're from." And sure enough, these carrots was from like Mexico or something. And my dad said, "Throw them away." And I did. And it was at that time that I made it my business to always be more conscious of what type of fruits I eat and where they're from. Because in fact, there are a lot of foods out there that are from fruits and vegetables that are from other countries that we consume every day, not understanding that some of the pesticides are not to the requirement standards of America. So we take these pesticides. They're on our fruits. They're on our vegetables. We consume them. And next thing you know, we find ourselves in the situation I'm in. Okay. With that being said, you have a lot of kids then that, consume these vegetables. After all, with the new 2010 and beyond mothers that we have, a lot of kids find themselves eating out. I remember picking up my daughter one time and I asked her at that time, I said, "Do you eat, you know, you eat out a lot, don't you?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "You drink a lot of soda when you're with your mother, don't you?" And she kind of put her head down in some type of disappointment to me. And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "The reason how I can tell is I can see it in your skin. I can look at your skin and tell your diet." Well, that's something that I can do as a person that is healthy. But there are a lot of mothers out there that this is unfortunate. I'm not knocking these mothers, and they're not disgruntled by doing this. There's a lot of mothers out there that are raising their children, unfortunately, not on a healthy health clock. They're raising their kids because there are single mothers out there and they're raising their kids. They're rushing off to work. They're from work. They're actually picking their kids up, and on the way home, they don't have time to cook. So they're actually living off these value menus. And because of the hormones that we have in a lot of foods today, it now allows a lot of burgers to be sold for $1. It allows you to go get chicken nuggets for $1. This was unheard of back in the 50s. It was even unheard of back in the 70s and 80s. This was unheard of. But now with the new the new dropped guidelines that they have in raising cattle, and because they want to produce cattle in mass production, it is now the new standard. And because they have large quantities of these meats now available, this is the reason why a lot of kids nowadays are being raised with health problems. It's the reason why a lot of kids nowadays, our little girls are getting breasts at 7 and 8 years old in their menstrual cycle very early. The reason for that is because of the hormones and everything that are in the foods. People, we gotta look at it like this. You can't put something bad into something good and think you're gonna get good from it. If you put bad into anything good, and you put a large amounts of bad into something good, eventually the bad will outweigh the good. And this is one of the grandest problems that we have. There is too much government in raising our children. So it's not just one issue that to look at when we look at a lot of obese kids. It's a large problem that should be looked at when it comes to obese kids. I now know that when I hear a lot of forums, what I try to make it my business to do is to call into these forums and to be heard. I try to call into these forums to put my input in, because what I've been told is that I look at things in a lot of ways in which the average person doesn't look at. I bring a lot of a different angle. And one of the reasons why I do that is because I look at things without prejudice. I don't actually look at things saying that this is the way it should be. I don't look at things saying that because I like it this way, then this is the way it should be. And that's how it always will be. Hey, listen, this is 2011. I hope all you guys out there made resolutions. I know I did. My New Year's resolution is I'm going to read 30 books, and I'm not going to take things so serious no more. But, hey, listen, I thank you all for listening. And as always, we shall all regret the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next week, y'all.